Are truth tellers guilty of ignoring evidence? This is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. Psalm 119, verse 165, tells us, "Those who love thy law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble or to be offended." When I get upset about conditions as they are from time to time, the Lord often reminds me of that verse. Our nation faces what many have observed to be the greatest turning point in our history since the time of Lincoln. We all face an election determining which of two options we choose. We can elect leaders who honor God with their policies and actions. We can choose leaders who honor the sacred gift of unborn baby humans bearing the Imago Dei. We can also choose openly admitted enemies of God who have followed a creed called a party platform that willfully excludes humble submission to God or His Word, His precepts, not to mention our Constitution. After all, their leaders actually proclaim that God-fearing citizens are deplorable undesirables. Regardless of which choice we make, we all have a Goliath cultural battle before us. Many of us grew up with a conditioned and built-in trust for experienced experts in our lives like doctors, teachers, and ministerial leaders. That may have been largely justified in a culture that's heavily influenced by a fear of Almighty God, or at least a respect for virtue and morality. Trust depends on honesty, humility, and genuine integrity that reflects a basic respect of the search for truth and the defense of true righteousness. So is it possible for us to seek to discover truths in some areas of life, yet be guilty of ignoring the evidence that confronts us with truth about a different, vitally important area that we've yet to adequately explore? It's obvious to observant and honest, sensible people today that much of our society is permeated with a self-seeking inclination for dishonesty, raw hedonism, and vice. What many of us struggle with is how to deal with the tendency for all humans to justify their behavior, no matter how that behavior affects us or even our own well-being. Even well-meaning Christians are finding themselves challenged by disbelief over the failure of unknown and well-known leaders of basic institutions of society to exercise virtue and self-restraint. But knowing the tendency of all humans to seek their own way rather than God's way is why America's founders let the Bible guide their forming of our constitutional republic. With this in mind, it's timely for us all to be challenged by the proverbial wisdom of Solomon, who wrote, "Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regards reproof shall be honored." The Bible's advice to put everything to the test couldn't be more timely than our present global crisis, with all of its complexities. Adding to our challenge, we're tested to acknowledge our complete confusion and tendency to err due to our lack of knowledge. We must not let arrogance and pride become idols. They prevent us from discovering and following the course toward the perfect law of liberty based on the foundational truths to which our nation's founders devoted their lives, that is, the supremacy of our Creator-Savior and the trustworthiness of His Word, the Bible. The propaganda about COVID-19 is the biggest global hoax in history. Corona poses zero threat to 99.9% of the population. Antisocial distancing is an unscientific experiment in social control. Business closures are an inhumane torture by out-of-control governors. Church closures are an act of tyranny that our founding fathers died to resist. Theater closures and sporting event cancellations are a demonstration of how gullible the masses really are. All the corona-based TV commercials, the fear-mongering by news broadcasters, and the grandstanding by politicians on Capitol Hill, all of this is showing us how utterly unwise and irrational much of the postmodern society has become. What it really shows is the pure evil of those fueling all this fear. But worse, it shows the mindless gullibility of a huge percentage of America's population. Of course, a 5-minute drive on a busy freeway in Oakland or L.A. will show you how absolutely senseless is that same huge percentage of America's highly propagandized, secularized people. A big lesson we learned from the corona scam is that virtually everything big is in partnership with the forces of global tyranny. Big business, big media, big medicine, big pharma, big entertainment, big tech, big politics, and big religion. It's all controlled by the forces of global tyranny, and they all follow the atheistic, Marxist-Communist handbook to a T. The corona scare has absolutely nothing to do with health and safety and everything to do with money, politics, and power. Nefarious opportunists are taking advantage of the crisis, and you'd think that no one cares a bit about liberty. Why? Because the dominant culture of modern Americans largely cares only about their comfort and promised safety, rather than facing any challenge in the face. If they did, they'd know they must take a risk of trusting in God rather than a secularized, God-rejecting bureaucracy. That's why they've been programmed to trust through up to 12 years in public education. They believed it because it was on the news and in the papers that most high school graduates can't even read anyway. A trusted Facebook friend sent me the following in July of 2020. Maybe it'll help reset our priorities. "It's just a mask," will turn into "it's just a vaccine" very quickly. In less than 5 months, our government in 2020 successfully divided the country into obedient mask wearers and selfish people who refuse to wear masks. In less than 5 months, our government dictated which events are acceptable and are allowed to attend, and which are not allowed. Violent riots are acceptable and encouraged, while family gatherings and celebrations are not allowed. In less than 5 months, our duly elected political leaders succeeded in closing thousands of family-owned businesses while enriching gigantic international corporations. In less than 5 months, our governors closed down schools and permanently restructured education moving forward under the guise of public safety. In less than 5 months, our representatives demonstrated how easily fearful people assimilate to lifestyle restrictions that have no scientific premise. But the citizens are curiously not afraid of the people in power who are responsible for the removal of their freedoms and livelihoods. Instead, they're fearful of their neighbors, family, human contact, and the very air they breathe. It's a manufactured hysteria. In less than 5 months, our governing elitists reduced a free people into slaves to the very system that oppresses them. People who are wearing masks for the greater good will be the first to sign up for the new vaccine, which will have zero acceptable safety tests. Do you still think it's just a mask? Wait till you're told that you cannot enter a store without proof of having the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you cannot go out into public places, travel, shop, or go to a doctor without proof you're not at risk to others. You do realize that our governors have successfully, though illegally, dictated to us when we are allowed to be outside, where we're allowed to go, and how our children will be educated. All that in less than 5 months. A majority of the population follow their illegal dictates blindly, all because they're told to do so. Most will also repeat this immoral behavior with the vaccine for their government-sponsored virus. It was never about a mask. It was always about control. Jesus charged the educated political leaders of his time with a fitting accusation that applies to proud, educated Americans today. "You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times." It's important for us to see that in the grand scheme of principalities and powers operating deceptively behind the scenes to control the minds of misguided people, even Christians who are living in fear, that COVID is a distraction from the really important priorities for believers today. Without freedom to speak truth openly and assemble peacefully in public or in private, nothing you hold dear really has any assurance of survival. It would be good if the ignorantly unenlightened governor of California could grasp the obvious implications of the words of Dr. Linda Johnson, M.D. Quote, "The coronavirus is about 100 nanometers in diameter. Cloth mask holes are 1,000 times larger than a virus. An analogy is used that a mask is like a mosquito getting through a chain-link fence. It's actually much worse. It's a mosquito getting through a chain-link fence with holes 14 yards in diameter." The governor's instruction of keeping your mask on in between bites is equally irrational and indefensible as was his unconstitutional edict from March for keeping liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, Costco's, and Walmart's open, which he deemed essentials, while closing churches as non-essentials. By the way, as you listen to my voice today, let me invite you. No, urge you to listen to the just-released recording of Non-Essential on YouTube or Facebook. Some of the bold voices of Christian leadership essentially gathered with thousands of believers recently in a local church to engage Christians to actively take their citizenship roles of we the people by exiting from the 40 million Christians who did not vote in the 2016 election. Share this with everyone you know who is praying for God's righteousness to prevail in our wayward generation. And look for the details on the website ReclaimYourLegacy.com. The mandated reactions to the fear of coronavirus generated a situation with inconceivable and irreversible contradictions. Supposed life-saving measures have resulted in the large-scale destruction of livelihoods and the creation of a sterile, lifeless society. We now have a culture where antisocial distancing has created a condition of separatism, proclaiming that nearness endangers health and constitutes a threat to the community. We have a culture where familiarity becomes remoteness, impropriety, or even animosity. This cannot be the heart of our American society because our heart is fundamentally built on biblical morality and values. Choosing governing leaders by citizen vote is an extreme rarity and anomaly on the grand stage of world history. Nevertheless, before we look at the implications of this great abusive crime against humanity and all children, consider a strong comment made by one faith leader in the Midwest. A priest of a Catholic church in La Crosse, Wisconsin, is in hot water for saying that you cannot be a Catholic and be a Democrat in 2020. Listen to what he said. You cannot be Catholic and be a Democrat, period. Their party platform absolutely is against everything the Catholic Church teaches. So, repent of your support of that party and its platform. There will be 60 million and counting aborted babies standing at the gates of heaven, barring your Democrat entrance. And nothing you can say will ever excuse you for your direct or indirect support of that diabolical agenda. The priest continued, especially with a charge for Catholic clergy. He said, "It's too bad there are so many gutless cowards in the clergy who refuse to speak up and speak out on that truth and make it crystal clear there should be no confusion among any Catholics." Dr. Marguerite Dries Brisson, MD and PhD, is a consultant neurologist and neurophysiologist with a PhD in pharmacology. Hear what she has to say about masks and their effects on our brains. The rebreathing of our exhaled air will, without a doubt, create oxygen deficiency and a flooding of carbon dioxide. We know that the human brain is very sensitive to oxygen deprivation. There are nerve cells, for example, in the hippocampus that can't be longer than 3 minutes without oxygen. They cannot survive. The acute warning symptoms are headaches, drowsiness, dizziness, issues in concentration, slowing down of reaction time, reactions of the cognitive system. However, when you have chronic oxygen deprivation, all those symptoms disappear because you get used to it. But your efficiency will remain impaired, and the undersupply of oxygen in your brain continues to progress. We know that neurodegenerative diseases take years to decades to develop. For children and adolescents, masks are an absolute no-no. Children and adolescents have an extremely active and adaptive immune system, and they need a constant interaction with the microbiome of the earth. Their brain is also incredibly active, as it has so much to learn. The child's brain, or the youth's brain, is thirsting for oxygen. The more metabolically active the organ is, the more oxygen it requires. In children and adolescents, every organ is metabolically active. Dr. Brisson plainly said, to deprive a child or an adolescent's brain from oxygen, or to restrict it in any way, is not only dangerous to their health, it is absolutely criminal. Oxygen deficiencies inhibit the development of the brain, and the damage that has taken place as a result cannot be reversed. The child needs the brain to learn, and the brain needs oxygen to function. We don't need a clinical study for that. This is simple, indisputable physiology. Conscious and purposely induced oxygen deficiency is an absolutely deliberate health hazard and an absolute medical contraindication. An absolute medical contraindication in medicine means that this drug, this therapy, this method or measure should not be used. To coerce an entire population to use an absolute medical contraindication by force, there must be definite and serious reasons for this, and the reasons must be presented to competent interdisciplinary and independent bodies to be verified and authorized. When in 10 years, dementia is going to increase exponentially and the younger generations couldn't reach their God-given potential, it won't help to say, we didn't need the masks. Where are our health departments, our health insurance, our medical associations? It would have been their duty to be vehemently against the lockdown and to stop it and stop it from the very beginning. Why do medical boards give punishments to doctors who give people exemptions? Does the person or the doctor seriously have to prove that oxygen deprivation harms people? What kind of medicine are our doctors and medical associations representing? Who's responsible for this crime? The ones who want to enforce it? The ones who let it happen and play along? Or the ones who don't prevent it? It's not about masks. It's not about viruses. It's certainly not about your health. It's about much, much more. I'm not participating. I'm not afraid. The imperative of the hour is personal responsibility. We are responsible for what we think, not the media. We are responsible for what we do, not our superiors. We are responsible for our health, not the World Health Organization. And we are responsible for what happens in our country, not the government. Three of the world's top epidemiologists have gone public to contradict Dr. Fauci and other doctor politicians who are calling for renewed lockdowns over the coronavirus. They say the consensus in the scientific community is not in favor of locking down entire populations, but only those at most risk. They are calling for the end of lockdowns for the vast majority of the population who are not at risk for COVID, and they are not alone. They published the Great Barrington Declaration, which was signed by over 1,000 medical and public health scientists in a few hours after its release. Now, tens of thousands have signed on, and more are being added daily. Are we taking the words of Jesus seriously, as recorded in Matthew 16? You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. As I said as we began, the day may soon be here, where the only way to resist Satan and the globalists under his control is to completely stop participating in the government-run medical system. Many of us have been warning the public about this for years, and there are a few of us who have not depended upon the pharmaceutical industry for our health for quite some time now, because we're recognizing it was an evil system responsible for countless deaths and destruction of lives. It's also the largest criminal organization in the world by far. If you plan on resisting the serpent and his marks, the time has come to start detoxing yourself of pharmaceutical products and learning as much as you can about natural health and even supernatural health as taught in the Bible. Health Impact News is a great resource for researching natural health, and createdforhealth.org is a great resource for researching supernatural health and Jesus' healthcare system. The editor, Brian Shalhavy, has been one of the leading voices in the alternative media for the past decade or so, warning people about the dangers of vaccines, as it has been the most censored topic in the corporate pharma-funded mainstream media. With this, America finds herself at a 1934 Kairos moment. To paraphrase millennial Tommy Lahern, born in 1992, quote, if restaurants open at full capacity scares you, stay home. If air travel scares you, stay home. If bars scare you, stay out of them. If going to the office scares you, stay home. If states and cities without mask mandates scare you, steer clear from those bastions of freedom. Please let the rest of us be free. The only remedy to our crisis is to return to the mission of our Christian American forebearers at Jamestown in 1607. They swore a covenant to Jehovah God which we Christians over the last 200 years have failed to carry out. They said, "We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us, and with these generations take the kingdom of God to all the earth." And finally, hear the challenge of the Prime Minister of the Netherlands in the early 1900s, Abraham Kuyper. "When the principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, then battle is your calling, and peace has become sin. You must, at the price of the dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before friend and enemy with all the fire of your faith. May the preaching church enter into battle. May we refuse to be silent any longer. Let us lay our convictions bare before friends and enemies alike and ask God to bless America once again. Are you going to take your position defending your loved ones as a soldier for the truth? Not just to honor your biblical assignment to obey your country's constitution, which makes you, as part of we the people, the effective king in America. Will you be the salt and light influence to urge those around you to engage in the outcome by voting? Talk to people. Take someone with you to a God-honoring political meeting. You might discover something good. And listen immediately to Non-Essential, the presentation I told you about earlier that's on YouTube and Facebook. You can easily find it, but I'll put the link on our website at reclaimyourlegacy.com. Look for the transcript of this episode called "Are Truth Tellers Guilty of Ignoring Evidence?"
I trust these things have enriched you, challenged you, and blessed you. This is Dennis Peterson, and until next time, thanks for joining me.